If the other children will please come down, we'll have Kids Corner with Ginger this morning. So come on down, kids.
I love Jesus. Join me. Yes, I do. Now, Ginger is my mother-in-law. You saw me do two things at once there, right?
Yes.
Good, okay.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. This morning, I have a story to tell you, and the name of the story is A Tale of Three Trees. Three trees stood on a mountaintop one day, and they dreamed about what they would become when they grew up. The first tree looked up at the stars, and he seen the twinkling, and he thought, wow, I want to be a beautiful treasure chest. I want to hold the most precious jewels in the world. Why, I'll be covered with gold. Yep, that's what I'm going to be, the most beautiful treasure chest in all the world. Now, the second tree looked out at the lake, and he thought, wow, I just want to be a ship. I want to be a strong ship. Why, I want to be the strongest ship in the whole world. I'll carry powerful kings and I'll go through all the oceans. That's what I'm going to be. The third tree sat and he thought about it. He thought, I just want to grow. I want to grow and I want to grow and I want to grow until I'm the tallest tree in the world. And every time somebody looks up at me, they'll think of God. Well, many years went by, and the trees grew, and they grew, and they grew. And one day, three woodcutters come walking up the hill. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree, and he said, "Whoa, this is a beautiful tree. This is what I've been looking for." And with a shup of his axe, the first tree fell. Well, the second woodcutter looked at the second tree, and he thought, "That is a strong tree. That's exactly what I've been looking for." And so with a whoosh of his axe, the second tree fell. Well, the third tree kind of tried to look up into heaven and tried to tell him, you know, I want to stay here. But the third woodcutter wasn't looking at him. He just went, this'll do for what I need. And with a whoosh of his axe, the third tree fell. Well, the first tree noticed that he had been taken to a carpenter shop, and he was so excited. He thought, okay, they're going to make me a wonderful, beautiful treasure chest, and I'll hold the most precious gift, precious jewels in the world. But they weren't making treasure chests that day. Instead, he was made into a feed box for animals. Instead of being covered with jewels and holding precious things in him, he become a feed box, and he had hay in him, and he was covered with sawdust. Well, the second tree went to a shipyard, and he thought, oh boy, I'm going to become a great ship now, a strong ship, and I'll sail the oceans and I'll carry great kings. But they weren't making ships that day. They were making fishing boats, little tiny fishing boats. The tree was very sad. And from that day on, he went out with fishermen every day, and they threw smelly fish in him. The third tree was a little bit startled when they took him to a lumber yard, and they made him into beams, just lumber beams. And he cried out, what's going on here? All I ever wanted to do was just grow and grow and point to God. Well, a short time later, on one evening, the feed box was sitting in a stable, and he heard a man say, "I wish I could build a better bed for our baby." And he heard a lady say, "Why, that is a beautiful manger for our baby." Yeah, now who do you think that baby was? Jesus. And you know what? The first tree realized that he was holding the most precious gift in all the world, the most beautiful gift. Now, meantime, a few years later, here's the boat getting smelly fish thrown in him every day. And one morning, a bunch of fishermen got into the boat, and there was a tired traveler that got in with them too, and he fell asleep. They went out into the lake, and all of a sudden a storm come up, and the ship, the boat was rocked back and forth, and he was very afraid. He said, I can't hold this together. It's going to fall apart. I'm going to fall apart. And all of a sudden, the weary traveler stood up, and he said, "Peace." And the storm left as quickly as it had become. Now, who do you think that weary traveler was, guys? Jesus, that's right. And you know what? The boat realized that he had been carrying the King of heaven and earth. Now, a couple years later, on a Friday morning, the third tree was still laying in the lumber yard when suddenly a couple of angry men come in and they grabbed him up. And he thought, "What's going on?" They took him out into in the crowds and they made him into this. And he thought, "What's going on? Why is everybody so angry?" And all of a sudden, a guard nailed a man's hands onto him. And he felt ugly. He felt cruel. He felt harsh. But on Sunday morning, the sun arose. The earth trembled with joy beneath him. And he realized that God had changed everything. He realized that he had made the first tree beautiful. He had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in all the world. Okay, do I have enough? No. Okay. They got exactly what they wanted. That's right. It's just a different way. Isn't that great?
And last time when I was at church, I believed in God every morning.
All right. That's great. Yeah. You too. Okay. Well, why don't we all pray now this morning, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this precious Easter morning. We thank you for all the kids and their parents that are here this morning. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent him to us so that we might live forever. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now you can all collect your cups.